When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So the wildcard series starts tonight against the Padres for the Braves. It's unclear who the starting pitcher is going to be tonight.
Woof.
So who would you like to see take the mound?
Flip a coin or roll the dice? I don't know. I mean, in the options, Ian Anderson, AJ Smith, Schauver, Hurston, Waldrop, Bryce Elder. I honestly don't know. I think it's probably AJ Smith, Schauver for me. Just because he's seen recent game action, although he hasn't seen this kind of high leverage situation. But other than that, I don't want to see Bryce Elder. I don't know that I've seen enough of Hurston Waldrop, period. And Ian Anderson has not been a part of this team for some time.
So just to give you the nugget then, because this comes from the Braves beat writer for MLB.com, Mark Bowman. He did talk about those guys being some of the top candidates to start game one of the wildcard series. But he did point out that Ian Anderson has some of the best postseason numbers of all time. But again, he hasn't pitched in the majors since 2022.
I just don't. They have to really, really not believe in Smith, Schauver or Elder to in that spot to not start one of those guys. They've got to use an option on Ian Anderson, and he has not been up this year. So they have basically kept him out of that spot because it's a control thing. And they want to get another year or two with him and see if he can regain that form. So I just think that he's the last option. I would see them throwing Bryce Elder before him. I don't like that, though. I think, to me, it's A.J. Smith-Shawver or Hurston Waldrop.
Don't you think that if there's ever time to waste an option, though, now's the time? I mean, like,
gross.
it seems like a pretty needy time to waste an option.
Well, I mean, the Braves have been needy all year. And it's not like we haven't went through injuries, even with the rotation all year. I'm going to tell you this. I would bring up AJ Smith-Shawver because I think it's 6-1 way, half a dozen the other, what you're going to get with any of those guys. And he can throw. He's got heat. And Ian Anderson is not going to blow you away. And in the postseason, if you can get guys missing and you get them a little irritated and confused, especially a lot. This is a good lineup, but also it's one that if you start throwing it by them and you get them a little frustrated, the power. It's a catch 22 because they also have a bunch of guys, including Machado and Tatis Jr., that they will run into one, and it ain't ever getting caught.
They'll start bumping. There ain't no doubt about that.
But I would rather see a young flamethrower who's too stupid to realize the situation, and I say stupid in a good way, like young. It's just that
naive.
Bravado.
Yes.
It's the bravado, right? The ignorance of what the moment is. That,
you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. That I would go with the flamethrower.
I think, but can we just for a second imagine the conversation? I'm imagining that Snicker probably talks to, I think it's Teixeira, who's the Gwinnett Stripers manager, if I'm not mistaken, Hawaiian fella. And can you imagine the Snicker just calling him, just shoot me straight. who is it? Who's the guy? I don't know. I haven't watched a pitch. Just tell me straight up which one of these guys needs to be the pitch. I'm letting you make the call, bro.
Is it Teixeira or Tui Asisopo?
No, it's not Tui Asisopo. He was last year, but right now it's Teixeira. Because Tui Asisopo is up a big
league. That's right. He's the third base coach.
Yeah.
I would tell you this. If I was going with comfortability, I would use the option on Ian Anderson. Because the one thing I know about his career is he's been very good in the postseason. The problem is we haven't seen him.
No, we haven't.
In 2 years.
It's okay. It's all right. Yeah, like you said, it's a mixed bag. Yeah, no, and too, can you imagine Ian Anderson, the comeback? There's no time like this for the comeback.
That's what,
And I just think that's such an interesting prospect of listening to that conversation, because Snicker said, he's like, well, we got a four-hour plane flight to figure it out. You know, I don't know who's going tomorrow, but we got to fly across the country tonight, so we'll have that conversation maybe over a first-class cocktail on the team plane. You know, like, it just is what it is.
This is a manager and a GM, though, that tied 1-1, up 2-1 in the World Series, ran Dylan Lee out there to start a game, and then brought in he's been traded now. Well, I got it.
There's a bunch of them. Which one are you talking about?
Kyle Wright. Yeah, thank you. Damn, Dylan, that a boy. He brought in Kyle Wright and then I think it was the first or second inning. And Kyle Wright was dominant for like 4 or 5 innings. And that was actually what changed Kyle Wright's entire career.
Yeah.
Because Kyle Wright was so up and down and had no confidence at times. That changed. So when I tell you, expect the unexpected with Brian Snicker and Alex Anthopoulos, because these guys have the testicular fortitude. I mean, they started Grant Holmes in a winner-take-all game.
Yeah, I will say this, too. That's a decent place. If you're a guy that does not have, like, a big track record in the playoffs, I would say Petco Park is as easy of a landing spot as there probably is in terms of playoff teams, right? You're not going into one of these raucous environments. Like, you're not going to Philadelphia, right? You're not going to New York. You're not going to some of these other places that would just straight up try to talk you out of the stadium. You're going to Petco Park, and the Padres are a good team. I'm not taking anything away from just the atmosphere and the aura that they're going to have, but I would say that's probably your best case scenario when you're talking about a guy like an AJ Smith-Shawver or an Ian Anderson to go out there and start, because I don't know that the hype will get away from you in either one of those two scenarios.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.